Come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me.
Jesus
is
real.
I know that He's real.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Glory, 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 everybody. Welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet, known as Sister Poochie. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. Everybody, I am glad to be on the air. I have been dealing with a lot of chronic pain and chronic conditions and depression and just trying to keep myself together and keep myself moving forward in positivity, because God says we need to focus on good things no matter what's happening. Now, He brought me up. He said, get up, get up, get up, get up. I need you to talk about something, because a lot of people are going through this, not only just me. Whether you're dealing with your health, whether you're dealing with your home, whether you're dealing with your government, whether you're dealing with anything, we're all in some way are feeling oppressed right now. We all are feeling as if evil is winning and things are going amok, and oh my God, what's going on with the world? Almost to the point that we are forgetting, as true Christian believers, true soldiers, true warriors, that we're on the winning team. God is victorious. So is our Savior Christ. He's victorious in whatever they do. And a lot of times, there is a storm before the beautiful sunrise, right? So we have to remember what the Word of God always tells us. no matter what's going on in the world, one thing we do know, time brings about a change. But the one thing that we definitely know is in all of this, the one thing that never changes is God. His plans doesn't change. His power doesn't change. His absolute sovereignty never changes. If we go to Hebrews, grab your Bible, grab your Bible, grab your Bible. You know, it's been a while since I've been up and on, but you know, when I start talking, I want you to grab your Bibles. And if you don't have a Bible, go to jhom.org, scroll down to the middle of the page, download that free smartphone app, because on that app, on that smartphone app, is a full-length Bible. You can put whatever version you want to read the Bible in. You can set up reading schedules. It also will dictate to you if English is not your main language. So it's a free resource, and it's the most best resources you can have in this day and age, is the Word of God. Because if we use the Word of God, the devil will flee. Grab your Bibles, grab your Bibles. Hebrews, the first chapter, the 10th through the 12th verse. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody, God lifted me up. He's going to get me through. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's do this. It says, He also says, in the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe. Like a garment, they will be changed, but you remain the same, and your years will never end. This is, we're talking about the great I am. He doesn't change. His word doesn't change. His righteousness doesn't change. The redemption says nothing changes with God. So no matter what we do, and no matter how many times Satan tries to reinvent his same tricks, it doesn't matter. God will be victorious. So we as Christians have to remember what? Be still and know that I am God. That comes directly from Psalms, the 46th chapter, the 10th verse. When things are getting crazy, when we don't know what's happening, when we can't see what God is doing, that's when your faith kicks in and you know that he's still doing what he said he's going to do, because he never changes. But what are you supposed to do in all of this? It says it right here in Psalms, the 46th chapter, the 10th verse. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. This will happen. God's plans will prevail. All we need to do is be still and know this. No matter what we see, because the devil's about lies and trickery and illusions and making you think that. Look at how social media affects us. It's about, you know, we're influenced about what we see. We're influenced about what we hear. And if they give it to us over and over and over again, we begin to believe it. That's what the devil does. I'm going to give you the same lie, regurgitate it over and over and over and over and over again until you believe it. And God is like, no, you know better than that. You know my word. I never change. I have not changed, and now you know, just be still and watch me. Be still, and you know that I am God. That is why it's so important that we study, that we read up, and we don't let the enemy give us bits and pieces of the truth that sounds a little bit like God. Wolves in sheep clothing. He's exposing people. He's exposing doctrines. He's exposing theology. God is exposing a lot of stuff right now. And it looks like things are going crazy. But what he's doing is straightening out. Because when God makes something straight, it stays straight. The devil will try to foil God's plans, but it doesn't matter. He is victorious over and over and over and over and over and over again. Now, today's lesson actually is coming from Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Because as anybody out there, if you are leading God's people, whether you are their boss, you are their landowner, you are their governing body, whatever. If you are in a position to shepherd in any ways God's people, you have to do it with righteousness. And if you don't do it with righteousness, God has a warning. He has always had the same warning to those in charge of his people. Okay? Always had the same warning. If you go to Jeremiah 23rd chapter, we're going to talk about this God that doesn't change. And this applies today. How he's going to change all the bad and make it out for the good. Because he's done it before. Let's go to the book. Let's go to the word. I read in the mighty name of Jesus. This is considered the passage called the righteous branch. And it starts, woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Can I just stop? I like the way that sounds. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and not bestowed care on them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil you have done, declares the Lord. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their pasture, where they will be fruitful and increase in number. I will place shepherds over them that will tend to them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will rise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior. The Lord, our righteous Savior. So then, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt. But they will say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the descendants of Israel up out of the land of the north and out of all of the countries where they have been banished them. Then they will live in their own land. God promised the tribes of Judah land. Okay. He promised us a place where we could rest our weary souls. He promised us a place where peace. God said not to worry about where you were going to eat and what you're going to sleep and what you're going to wear and if you're going to have shelter. God said don't worry about those things. So when anybody threatens the peace and the sanctity God promises his people, woe to the shepherds. Whoa, this is coming from the Lord our God. Jeremiah was a wonderful prophet. And Jeremiah, this is the book of Jeremiah. We'll learn about Jeremiah later. We're talking about the power of God. Be still, and know. Just know what he said then. At the end, Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, the 8th verse, what it is saying there is that it's talking and bringing you into the present tense. It's not saying, not you're not going to say, oh, this is the God that freed the Israelites. You know, this is the God that, you know, this is the God that did this. You're going to say, this is the God that freed the descendants of these people who believed. We are the descendants of them. And if he freed them, he's a God that never changes, so he's going to free us. Hold on. Help is on the way. Be still. And know that God is working. I wanted to leave you with this one analogy. Sometimes we get scared and nervous because we can't see or feel what God is doing. But you have to remember that he put the earth on a stick and tilted it and on an axis. He tilted the earth and then he put things and people and buildings and cars on this earth. The earth is spinning, people. The earth is moving constantly, but it's moving so fast that we can't feel it and we don't fall off. God is spinning the earth and we can't feel it. So there's motion going on that we can't feel and we can't see. That's God. Don't get scared when you don't feel or see him. Your faith needs to kick in because you all know him. In your heart, you know God. And these words are true. And he never changes. Praise be to God. God, hallelujah, everybody. That's something to rejoice for. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, our Heavenly Father. All right, everybody. We're going to, you know, we're not going to be here long because I need to get my rest and everything. But we're going to roll into a little faith. Faith is the heavenly currency mix that I made. Because it's like, again, as I want to remind people, as you are facing challenges in your life, as you are trying to figure this all out, you have to remember a very important verse. As you are facing challenges in your life, as you are experiencing obstacles, God said this: lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 5th through the 6th verse. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. We all know we got to trust in the Lord. Even though we don't see him moving, we don't see anything happen, trust that he's going to work it all out. Trust in him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. How are you going to figure out God? How are you going to figure out his plans? How are you going to figure out what he's thinking? He made us. We did not make him. He doesn't need us. Lean not to what you know. You don't know enough to understand God's works. But what you do know is in all your ways acknowledge him. In all your ways and everything you do, you're always acknowledging that God is the sovereign God. God is the Almighty. God is the one doing this. If it wasn't for grace and mercy, there would be. You have to acknowledge what God is doing. Acknowledge him. Know his word. Acknowledge him. And if you do that, he'll keep your path straight. Other versions say he'll direct your path. He'll direct your steps. Whatever. He's going to lead you into every promise that he has written in that Bible. Be still and know, everybody. All right. It's time for the dance break. I want everybody to get up and give God some holy praise for that word. Acknowledge him for the plan he already has in place to redeem and save his children over and over again until his son returns for the final finale. All right, everybody. You know the rules for the dance break. You're going to get up and give God some praise. And you're also going to listen to the message in the mix because it's a ministry within itself. Everybody, Sister Fuji Gospel House Mix, and here we go.
With Chicago's very own Sister Poochie, mixing it up at JHOM.org. Go, Pastor!
Don't let go.
feeling hopeless and in despair, reach out for Jesus' hand. He'll be there. He'll soothe your every ache and need. Jesus, our Savior, He'll provide the victory. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to God in every way. Victory.
Speak, Lord, to me.
This DJ will never quit. It's Sister Poochie. Sister Poochie.
Jesus, call on Jesus. He'll heal you. Have you tried him? Tried my Jesus. Call on Jesus. He'll heal you. Have you tried him? Tried my Jesus. Call on Jesus. He'll heal you. Call on Jesus. Yeah, put your hands together. Try them. Try my genius.
Sister Poochie.
The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In these his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior. Everybody, God so loved us that he sent his Son, our Savior. Lean on your Savior for guidance. Lean on your Savior for direction. Lean on your Savior for protection, for medicine. Anything you need, just lean on Jesus. Cast everything onto Jesus. And if you don't know who Jesus is, I invite you to invite him into your life. He is waiting for you to surrender your every inch of your life to him. And he's ready and willing to take care of every inch of your life. Don't you worry. All we have to do is get in the back seat and let Jesus drive. So say, Jesus, come into my heart and I make you my Lord and Savior. Thank you, God, for sending your Son. I accept him. All right, everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. Well, how great thou art. Pastor is going to go continue to nurse herself and lean on her Savior herself. How great thou art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. And, of course, may the good Lord keep you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord smile upon your face. And most of all, everyone, may the good Lord give us all peace. I'm out. Thank you.